A delegation composed of 16 British companies visited China in 1953 to discuss trade with the East Asian nation, which was at the time under the US-led trade embargo during the Cold War period. The visit, nicknamed the Icebreaking Mission, paved the way for a trade delegation with 48 British businessmen visiting China 1 year later and signing the UK's first trade agreement with the People's Republic of China worth £18 million. These businessmen later formed a network known as the 48 Group Club. Stephen Perry, chairman of the club, shared the group's forerunners' vision on China's economic potential.
They believed in the history and civilization of China would show that China would return. For 18 of the previous 20 centuries, China had been the largest economy in the world, and it had fallen back. And the people they talked to, the selfless and committed leaders of China, gave them all that time to working to rebuild China, and they believed that these people would bring China back. And here we are 60 years later, and China is back. China is now the second largest economy in the world, soon to be the largest.
As China's economic power was greatly enhanced in the past six decades, Perry notes the 48 Group Club has been given new concepts and responsibility in its icebreaking mission under the context of globalization. So the scope of trade and investment needs to be expanded.
China is now beginning to emerge into a period of growth where the tertiary industries, the service industries, are going to grow, where its internationalization, both in terms of going out and coming in, are going to have a much bigger impact, where it needs to grow its legal and accounting and other professional services, where it needs to grow and develop its education. And from that, I think real business opportunities will occur in the financial services industries, high technology. There are many areas where I think my guess would be that in the next 10 years.
Meanwhile, the club has also launched a new initiative aiming to build on its six-decade legacy in breaking the ice between British and Chinese businesses and policymakers among the young generation. Since its establishment, the 48 Group Club, following the motto of equality and mutual benefit, has been providing support and consultancy services to British companies which were managing to enter China's markets. For CRI, I'm Wei Tong.